This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Although the year 1989 became a monumental year in my life, monumental because that's the year John invited me to help him with Bloodlines, it was actually the winter of 64, my 13th year, that technically launched my storytelling career. Little background. On January 11th, 1964, the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Luther Terry, released his report on smoking and health. It became one of the biggest news stories of that year. Now, in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, tobacco use in America was quite pervasive. Dr. Terry's report claimed that half of the U.S. adult population smoke tobacco in some form. Have you ever watched those old movies on the TCM channel? Well, if you have, you've certainly seen the smokers. Cigarette smoking was quite commonplace back then. Now, my mom and dad smoked. They hated themselves for it because they knew what a nasty habit it was. And both of them quit, successfully, at the same time. I don't remember exactly when that was, but something tells me it was around the same time the Surgeon General's report came out. Well, as I said, the Surgeon General's report became quite a stir. Everyone was talking about it. I remember. I lived through it. But not only did I observe, I decided to do something about it. I decided to write a novel. My story was titled Smoke Yourself to Death. I think I got the idea from the old Tex Ritter tune. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. You just gotta have another cigarette. So, I set out to create my masterpiece. My work of fiction would become a classic. It would change the world. See, even back then I was a man with a cause. Some things never change. Well, I penned my soon-to-be classic with the Schaefer cartridge blue ink pen on notebook paper. I think I was in like the 7th or 8th grade. My main character was a fellow named Sam Santasusso. Sam was the chief operating officer of the Ohio Tobacco Company, OTCO, O-T-C-O. Now, little did I know back then that tobacco wasn't raised in Ohio, but that doesn't matter anymore. My book never got published anyway. Well, back to my story. At the outset of this tale, the federal government had just outlawed tobacco. Like in the days of Prohibition, when all the distilleries were shut down, the feds shut down the cigarette factories. Folks called it smokeabition. And just like in the 20s, crime syndicates sprang up everywhere. People could no longer purchase cigarettes in the store, so they bought them on the black market. The producers of these contraband cigarettes came to be known as buttleggers. Yeah, that's right, buttleggers. People who made illegal cigarettes. Buttleggers. And if one wanted to party, if one wanted to find a gathering of like-minded inhalers, they couldn't do it on the street or in their backyard or at the office or at a ball game. No, they had to sneak around quietly, carefully, covertly, lest someone rat them out. Sure, there were places people could go to smoke together, but their locations were well-kept secrets. Trust had to be gained, and a password had to be used to get into the party, usually held in a basement-level, well-hidden room. You step off the sidewalk, down a few concrete stairs, you knock the secret knock, a little window slides open, you carefully utter the password, and the door opens. They called them smokeasies. Criminal activity abounded, and the crime syndicates actually competed for turf. On my story's second page, Sam Santasusso, now unemployed and trying to find work, is kidnapped. His knowledge and experience in cigarette production are invaluable, and the biggest crime syndicate of all, headed up by a notorious gangster, the most feared of all gangsters, a bad man named Al Kapuff, decides to snatch Sam up in order to tap into his knowledge base so their syndicate can put out a superior product and take over the black market. Well, that's as far as I got in my story. If only I'd had John to help me back then, but oh well, the cat's out of the bag now. It's an opportunity missed. Up next, what's your story? You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.